you know, your own beingness says, I'm not quite ready yet. So there was an introduction either of some other concept of spirituality, some other technique. Or, you know, let's try this job, or let's hang on to this for a little while. I've got so much money left. Well, you know, I can go. And I'm saying this with lots of fun, dear heart. Please understand. And so this software program suddenly is becoming a little hard at times. Now, you are, in actual fact, the hardware being translated, not the software. It's the same old programs, but with different labels. And our mind is a brilliant technocrat. Autocrat. Look at what we're doing. We're speeding up with technology. That is not a denial. It's magnificent. It's showing us what we are within, how multiple we are, how multidimensional we are, how imaginative we are. And the mind has gone berserk with imagination. And the imagination for us, particularly when we are conscious and we are aware that there is the blood and there is something around that we know is more than just this, we know we came here for something, it hooks into us and says, fear. What are you going to do now that you have surrendered? What's going to happen? You feel the void, and up comes the fear. Up comes this incredible software program around spirituality again. At no stage, even though we have gone down the many paths, was there ever a denial of energy, whether we call it money or anything else. Yes, in historical perspective, souls have agreed to undertake particular programs deliberately to shift consciousness. Because that was the only way the beloved, I am that, through the great host, through the guides, through the teachers, could steer us gradually to recognizing that we were more, as we said, than the nature man, much more. That we are the divine itself descending into nature and transcending nature itself with nature, becoming the divine man from the nature man. That is what we agreed to. That's what JC did 2,000 years ago, even though he got knocked off in the process. He came and he did his job. He did his job. I'm here very clearly. You will have understood by now that Francis is most irreverent. The reason being, my only reverence is the I Am presence itself. And I love all. So it is fun and jocularity most of the time I speak. But I will be very firm in that. The great ones have requested that we now start staying totally in the now. I said you have gone as far as you can to the apex through your concepts of what you have been letting go of. In your search and in your surrender to the what we call the beloved, to the great presence. And this beloved brother has been leading many of you for this to take place. She too has been surrendering even further. What we are asking you to do now, or certainly to consider, dear ones, is to stay totally in the now, in the present, in the moment. Be present. For you see, already, without you even knowing it, for most of you here, and there are no mistakes, you have actually walked through the door and haven't realized it. Because for you, you still feel there are things to let go of. There are still concerns. There are still things, we may say, in this physical or this fear program of consciousness, the pain, the emotional body, the thought forms, that you are still feeling challenged. We love you. To have reached where you are now is magnificent. In coming here today, I knew, and every part of me knew, that this was the beginning of the critical mass of the divine love itself. Not just here, but all the islands of light will be joining. This is the beginning of the magnified collective, whether you want to call it the Christ consciousness, the Buddha, the Krishnic consciousness, the all that is, the I Am presence. It doesn't matter what we call it. It is motivated by sheer, unconditional being. The love, the essence that we truly are, beloved. That is what this is motivated by. Every part of my being knew, oh my God, it's happening. How joyous. What love, what joy, what celebration. Because what you have done, and I am watching you, and my greatest gift that I have received, and you too are now receiving, is that I can see your presence. That I am watching the beloved. I would always see the great brilliant energies around you, even as I met you before. And I would talk to you about the beloved I am presence and our beloved one here and many others, and all of you have been talking about the great presence. I am the way. I am is the way, as we began to realize. Not one little brother saying, I am the way. It was the Christ, the light, the love, the Son of all that is saying, I am. You are. I am watching and seeing the true beloved in each and every one of you. Here you are. I'm looking at you with amazement and joy. I do not know even how to express what I am feeling as I am watching myself in the brilliant lights of your being. As I am watching my part of one diamond looking at the rest of the diamond, and I know it is going on and on and on. The holograms within the holograms and the super holograms, whatever the scientists want to call it, all is well. There are many ways that we are discovering ourselves. That is why we are delightful children. We like to look and imagine many ways about ourselves. So there, beloved, is the presence. Welcome, beloved. I open my love, my beingness, as you. Because you are the beloved that has actually, you have awoken. We are now encouraging you and supporting you to stay awake. Now, you cannot be pulled back through the door. I'm going to say that to you. Working with many over the last year and a half, all over the world, I have met individually and some in groups, beings, souls that have fully unfolded, and we may say have walked through the door without even knowing that they've gone through the door. And this is what I want to show you, beloveds, deliberately. Because many have been coming to me and saying to me, what is going on? I feel different. And yet I don't know who I am anymore, and yet I feel a void, and yet I still feel I've still got challenges, all sorts of things, and yet I'm different. I know I'm different. I am is just all that is. It's just the soul energy and what we call the physical manifestation that you think of as a personality feeling different in some respects. What you have done is, as you have been aspiring to the beloved, and I'll use this with fun, whether we call it praying to the beloved or what have you, you have been calling in the beloved, searching for the beloved, and it doesn't matter how many years you've done it, it's not important. You have been saying, you know, where are you? Beloved, I am presence, and all sorts of things have been going on, and it's been marvelous. You remember the time I said, call in the I am presence, beloved. Who the blazes is the I am presence, many people said to me. I said, it is your blazing presence, beloved, that you have yet to encounter, but all is well. So as you have been aspiring through, we may say, the physical manifestation, through your physical matrix, which is constituted of the mental, the emotional, the physical, and part of what we call the etheric realms of your body, the auric realms and those energies that hold you in gravitational consciousness. As you have been aspiring, the beloved has been watching you. At times, the beloved has been going like this as well. At times, the beloved has been going like this as well. And at times the beloved has been going. But the beloved is compassion, patience, sheer love, and it could not be the beloved if it had perception. And yet it allows perception, even of itself. You have gone as far as you can. Why? The beloved is in the process, and with some of you, even more powerfully so, but it's not important, so please don't get caught up in this old linear, more or less, none of this stuff. You've heard me, I've always said, wipe it, let it go. That's the mind trying to control you and separate you constantly spiritually, as well as somebody can see a Nora, who cares? All this sort of thing. You know, I'm psychic, who cares? Let's get to the nitty-gritty was always my attitude. Let's get to the big boy, not the big one. The it itself. You know, we're not here to play little games. We are in the big play itself. And yes, we've had our little games and what dramas and karma dramas we created. Wonderful, and we should give ourselves a pat on the back. Some have their entrances and their exits, and I know I'm saying to everybody, I'm an extra in everybody's play, and I thoroughly enjoy it. But it's only a comedy, as I said. So what is happening now is that you've gone as far as you can in surrendering. You've gone as far as you can, beloved, in letting go. You have been constantly saying, you know, when a thought form has come in, when you somebody that you know has, you felt somebody's pressed your button. Here you are, very spiritual, and you go, I shouldn't even think this way, but I'm feeling whoa. In fact, most of you have been suffering from something around your jawline, we've noticed recently as well. People have been saying, I've got a very sore jaw. And I said, unclench your jaw, beloved, all is well. You do not have to hold back because the thought form is still there. Do you see what I'm saying here? Your thoughts. You cannot lie anymore. You cannot cheat anymore. You know within your heart, no matter what has taken place, you know. When you have conveyed something that was perhaps not the strictest of integrity or something like that. But it doesn't matter, darlings. Beloved, it doesn't matter. Because these are simply echoes of time still trying to hook into you. Now, many of you have walked through the door, and I would say, I am going to say you have walked through the door. I will not separate here. And as you've walked through the door, what has happened is, you know when there is a board of directors, whether it's a corporate board, whatever it is. You always have what we call the chairman or the chair, and you have the various, what we call the treasurer, the MD, the this, the that. What happens when there's a tied vote, beloved? Who gets a tied vote? Who gets the casting vote? Or the chairperson, perhaps we will say. But I don't have that thing either. I don't care whether it's chairwoman, chairperson, or chairman. It's not important. The wonderful trinity that we're creating here as well. And so what I'm saying to you is when the chairperson or the chairman or woman gets the casting vote, what has happened is it then, the board can either say yay or nay. Whatever was decided, the chairperson says, I want the pros or the cons or whatever it is, the yay or the nay, and this is what I'm choosing. And so it's done. What has happened is your beloved I Am Presence has come in to pick you up. It's already here. It has actually taken you through the door, and many of you haven't realized this. Why? The I Am that I Am that I Am, the limitless light, the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresence is beyond space and time. For you to try and work out where you are now, well, beloved, good luck. I am saying this in sincerity as well. For you see, your mind is trying to grasp something. It's a program. Your mind, even the spirituality, is a program. It's a program that will still play out for many. But you have been the ones that had said that you wanted to go through the door of unconditional love, that no man can shut. What that means is your mind, the manifestations of your mind, your thought forms, your belief structure, your belief systems, they cannot work for you anymore. All that can work for you, beloved of my heart, is the feeling within your heart. The beloved I am that I am. Your true higher self that I am watching on with each of you now is the one that is guiding you. It is not you, me anymore. It is the true I, beloved. It is the intuitive being. Now, what happens? Here we have a situation, and again, please allow me and indulge me to quote in a metaphor here. I had somebody who actually bought into the metaphor of the math, and I just looked and went, well, the beloved is ever in command. I said, when the chairman has the casting vote, it's 51%, because you have 50% been surrendering. You have reached the paradigm, the lid of the paradigm, the lid of the programs, the lid of what we call the collective consciousness of belief systems. You've gone as far as you can in the search for the beloved. You've gone as far as you can in what we call letting go of, you know, the misunderstandings or the conflicts in relationships, the healing processes that you've been going through, the balancing of your masculine and your feminines. You have been going through it with each other, around each other, by yourselves. It doesn't matter which way, but loose you've been doing it. What has happened is the beloved is here now. It is actually the Christ, the collective Christ, is here. It is not yet unfolding with most of humanity, but do you remember it was known that there would be a critical mass that would come together in due course? And it only requires the critical mass for the full Christing to what we call be presented of a physical dimension. Now, uniquely and individually, and again, this is important I say this, there is a collective Christ presenting, but in the collective Christ, each and every one of you has been going through a Christhood as well. Because this was your soul agenda. There was an agreement from your soul spark that you would fulfill in this moment in time, that there would be an awakening, you would come down the many belief systems, even spiritually, religiously, or what, philosophically, ideologically, isms, plenty of them. And that as you would awaken, so you would then let go of your karma drama. For you are here to, again, in the unlearning principle, we may say, in the letting go of your perception of your constructs of how you saw yourself and even saw yourself in relationship to somebody else and constantly looked outside of yourselves, constantly having a problem with why you were having some form of conflict, why you didn't like somebody, why there was so much emotion. What you were forgetting was that you were simply reflecting back to you what was still contained within your program through the karma drama scripts. This was what was going on. And many of you have beautifully been releasing and what we call calling in your higher self, knowing you didn't have to do it on your own anymore. It was not an outside deity. It was your higher self that could assist you fully. Or whether we call it the God consciousness, the collective, beloved, I am presence, through the great ascended host, through many of the great brothers of light, the brotherhoods, the archangelic realms, and as I said, the many realms of light that have been working with you and had sent you here in the first place to undertake this experience. For you had agreed to it, my heart's love. They had said to you, who wants to wake up this time? You were very, very keen, I may add, at the time. I will go no further. So what has been happening is the beloved now is in command of you. Not in control, beloved. That is the mind stuff. When we talk about the mind, we are talking about the programs. For the mind of all that is magnificent. The mind of all that is the great force of consciousness. You are the dynamic Play-Doh that activates the force itself. All that is, we may say, is a static force. And I'm giving this more as a metaphor. For it is a continuous beingness unlimitedness, it has no beginning, no end, and neither do you. And yet you have chosen a point in time or a reference to experience as a creation as well. And this perhaps has been the paradox of trying to work it out. And of course, our minds are only geared to a certain extent to be able to understand, we may say, constructs. The heart's love now is steering you, not the heart of emotion. The heart of emotion may come up for you when, as I said, if somebody presses your button or some fear comes up for you around money or around jobs or what am I going to do now? I've surrendered everything. What, you know, how far can I go? And we're saying to beloved, beloved, let the beloved, let, allow. It is not for you to, no one requires any more. And yes, there will be. Again, I must always be very, very precise, very specific, and acknowledge the beloved in every brother incarnate here and elsewhere, in their choices for what they feel is going to best assist them, even through their belief structures. For the divine is ever patient, as we know. The higher self is ever knowing that it will course, its beloved soul entity will connect, and you will be online. And many of you have been online, as I said, receiving information, receiving assistance, and you are so loved for what you are fulfilling, not just for a planetary being. It is for a universal shift itself. Even, and I'm really putting the cat amongst the pigeons here. No offense to the cat, dear heart, or the pigeons. I don't know whether that was the pigeon or the cat. And I seriously wonder whether it was in a Bardo state or something like that. Probably somewhere else. But what I'm saying here is even the great I Am presence is in its process through universal consciousness of being taken through and unfolding to its next level of being and experience. It is quite amazing. It is impossible to even conceptualize, and don't even let us try, except that we are going with the ship, as we say. We are becoming the universal child itself, not the planetary child. We still feel like the planetary child, and sometimes we don't even feel like that. But we are moving and we are shifting very fast. We are moving out of time in time, thank goodness. The beloved has got you. Only it can clear the rest of your programs. 49% of what you think, and I said this is merely a metaphor, don't be hurt if you think some of you are more than less than 49% and more like 60-70% of spirit, that's fine. Just have a little chat with the ego there. Because it's called hijack. You know very well that your hardware is changing fantastically. You're feeling it in your physical bodies. And I'll talk about that a little further. But what I'm saying to my beloveds, my beloved, all that is, the rest of the 49% of what we call as just purely in a metaphorical way of speaking, only the beloved can clear those programs. For you to try to do it with your mind is taking you back into the past. It's taking you into a construct's concepts, linearity, spirituality of linear concepts. It's taking you back into history. And as we know, the past always wants to create the future as well. Now is where we are encouraging you and urging you to stay. Now, here. There's a beautiful quote from Rumi. And he said, live in the nowhere that you have come from, even though you have an address here. And if you split and hyphen nowhere, we are now here. And it is a beautiful little touch by Rumi. And so this is what I want to urge you, beloved. No matter what is going on, they are echoes of time trying to trip in again. You'll find many people are saying to me, my mind's going crazy. And I said, it's only echoes. I've always talked about this. I said, stay in the now, allow, allow, allow. Don't try to overcome. Don't deny. Because your mind will hook in on this straight away of denying or overcoming. Simply allow and become the witness to this situation. No matter whether somebody's in front of you and some, and again it feels like, oh my God, what's going on here? Just allow now. And the beloved will automatically convey through you without you even worrying of how it conveyed. It is not to deny the expression or the expulsion of energy, because the beloved is the one who's pulling it up through you. It is the beloved, the great I am, your true higher self, the true you, that is now dissolving the programs, dissolving the constructs of past and future, dissolving the genetic, the DNA programs, the cellular programs, the intellectual programs, the historical generational programs, the programs of era of different times, the Atlantean programs, the Lemurian programs. It is the whole of the collective consciousness grids that have been engendered since humanity's inception and seeding in this physical womb. Can you imagine what you are actually fulfilling here, beloveds? Of course you're loved. Of course you're honored, dear hearts. You know, we had many beloved ones, and this was one of the things that they conveyed to me. Beloved Yogananda, a sweet, sweet brother who fulfilled his highest potential when he was incarnate, and then said to me with such love, all I thought was through my lineage, through the belief systems through which I came historically, that I had to get out of my body. And my thought is where, and my body is where my thought is, sort of thing. Little did I know that in actual fact, what you were doing and what it was going to happen was that you were going to transcend through the body. And thus the whole of this state space would be changed, even to the physical. This is what you are doing, heart's love. This is why you are the pioneers, the soul sparks, the travelers, the light beings. The traveling light beings in time, coming into the fields of time, taking on the time lords even, taking on the gods, dear heart. We created through our thought forms these incredible gods, because we saw beings who actually came in to help us, and instead of what we call integrating what they were conveying, we created gods out of them. We created the... It doesn't matter. It was all in the mind. And yet it was part of the principle. It was part of learning and knowing more how to handle energy. What it was like to be in this matrix itself. And to finally honor the matrix, the ma, the mother, by waking up and saying, of course. Can you imagine her delight as she's birthing the light itself? That the seed of the beloved Christ is being born within her. The light upon the sea of creation itself. It's bursting. The waters are breaking. And constantly this is going on. And she is such joy that these grids that she has been trapped in through our thought forming, through the kingdoms, through, we may say, even the thought forms of pollution. That's fine. Don't let your mind hijack that it was wrong. To the, even those dear ones here who feel so powerfully about the mother, who sometimes maybe get still a little hot. Somebody came to me with a bottle of water and asked me with great love, what could I give the properties of the water? And I said, beloved, I am here. I am the water. I am the love here. I am. And therefore it is me. And only you can perceive if there is something special or extra or... Do you see what I'm saying here, dear hearts? And yet there is going to be, as we go through this transition in the physical world, there are going to be wonderful technologies. You are starting to, you know, because there's many ways that the soul is going to undertake its journey. The world, it will continue, dear hearts, contrary to what people would love to think isn't going to happen. She is a beautiful being. She is just being cleansed. And we are the means for what we call the grids to be released. We are also, because we are in a cyclical beingness, we are being affected by the magnetic grids, the electromagnetic grids itself, are dissipating. That's part of taking us out of time. That's why we're waking up. Whether we call it being on the other side of Kali Yuga, the lighter, it doesn't matter how it's happening. It's happening. We are here. I am here, beloved, is who you are. And so what I'm saying to you and urging you, allow whatever is happening, allow your process, allow whatever's coming through you, allow your feeling of anger. It's not to deny it, but allow it, but be the witness to it. Know it is the beloved, your higher self, clearing your grids. Even the pain, and people have been saying to me, my God, I'm getting arthritis, I'm getting things in my body, I don't know what is going on. I said, all right, beloved, don't forget that part of the body consciousness, or the body or the physical vessel, is also constructed through the emotional, the mental thought forming. This is part of the choice of creator wanting to create its vessel. And it, as I said, it is an honored situation. It is viable and it is real. This is exactly what Christhood is all about. And so what's happening is, as the beloved is releasing these grids, we are, even as the mother in her electromagnetic fields, and they're dissipating around, which is what holds time consciousness realms, holds us in lags, time lags. It's not to give a charge to it, because we're the light, we're the electric part that gives the charge and creates the grids itself. Does that make sense of what I'm saying to you? Do you feel comfortable with what I'm saying to you, beloved? Because it is to encourage you to know you as the me are no longer in control. Your mind will try to hang on because it's in what we call the old mind, the old programming, the old grids, the constructs, the belief systems, all will try to hook into you through the mind, through the emotions, because they feed each other. Stand back and just say, okay, beloved, I'm aware. Speak to your beloved. Simply say, beloved, I'm very aware of what's going on here. I'm feeling it. I'm not happy about it. Because who is when the mind is in a death throw? Because it's in its death throes. And it's going to try and hook on you even more. And it's going to try and it hooks and manipulates unbelievably so. I've been speaking to people and they're saying, my God, I can't believe how it suddenly manipulates and comes around the corner when you're least expecting, and it goes hook in. And you can feel it. It's to allow the feeling, but to step back from it and know that you are simply the vessel, and that the beloved, your higher self, is the one who is dissolving and dissipating the programs. Now, you are not going to be, I mean, this is one of the things that I requested and asked for the Brotherhood when I first woke up, when they explained to me what was going on. And I said, well, why can't we all wake up now? And I remember with such compassion, them looking at me and saying, beloved, we do not want zombies walking around the planet. Basically, if we were to do this now, the density is so great, this whole experience will be negated. Because we have to do it gradually because of the accruement of thought forming, the accruement of the collective grids, of the consciousness, of how dense and how part of our freedom and our free will, in perhaps going a little berserk now and then, was to add to the clogging of the arteries and the meridians of the grids, of the what we call the many parts that present the womb, or what we call the consciousness known as Gaia. But again, I've said very clearly, there is to be no hijack from your mind. Oh, isn't this dreadful what we did? Rubbish. Our mum said, do what you like, go for it, let's see how we go. So there is no problems there. But she is very clearly now, she is asking us to what we call allow the birth to be much easier now. And I know that the birth will be easier for everyone. So what I'm encouraging you to do is to stand back and be the witness. you will find how it happens. You suddenly become aware. Now, even if you go out of your center at some stage, even if you go berserk at some stage, don't worry about it. Get out of the way. The mind will try even making you feel guilty on that. No, no, no. You can say, I know you. I know what you're about. You're fine. Literally, you can say that with love. But it is to stand back and to watch the process. And you will find yourself increasingly, increasingly being, you'll find the sea of tranquility happening. You will, and when I say that, you will still feel the good. You'll feel, still feel great. You'll find that that you are not attracting energies towards you, because there's no energy to attract, because it's only the energy you put out that brings it to you. Please know this, and you know this. You know at the same time that as the light comes in, and as you become even what we call an engender and allow the even more expanded frequency, because you are frequency beings. You're the frequency, you're the magnified love itself. And so even as we're here together, can you imagine? I know the frequency that is being held here amongst us. I mean, if you know, the more who are going to join, not just here, but the islands of light or those who are holding the frequency, of course we're going to shift. And we're going to shift with love. Yes, we expect and we understand that, you know, in what we are anticipating, because we've written it in our codings, even in our physical codes, as we will say, that there is a time in the historical experience of mankind where there will be a clear, we may say, decision one way or the other. But again, you have already woken up. So you will be the ones that, in fact, the more we are awake, the less it can be dramatic, the more gentle it can be, because your very frequency, beloved, is going to affect everybody. Because also in being now, in allowing now, it's not so much what you're doing anymore, dear hearts. I please ask this of you. I'm still getting people saying to me, what's my mission? And I will constantly say, and they're getting used to me by now, get out of the way. I say it with fun. With fun. Because it is, you all have unique, because you are unique beings. You all have, can you imagine the diamond, 6 billion facets of the diamond that we're looking at this moment. Each of us, unique, and with what we call the uniqueness of our expression of the divine, whether we call it a gift or talent, whatever we want to call it. Some of us just need to be the love. It's sufficient. It's not so much what we're doing. We are becoming the community of one. The communion itself is taking place. And that is the magnified, the collective Christ that everybody's talking about. It's not about the mind saying somebody is more or less anymore. This is not what we're saying, darling. You're gorgeous. Thank you. Thank you for being my reflection, beloved. How blessed I am.
Thank you.
This is what will increasingly you will feel. You will have no perception, no judgment. And you may at times see people, you may not say they're gorgeous, but you will feel at peace. Whatever is being reflected outside of you, there will be nothing coming from you other than beingness, other than allowingness, no matter what is taking place. No matter what. Allow now. Let the beloved take command. It is in command, your true beloved, your true higher self. This is a sacred vessel. Only the beloved knows, only your beloved, the I am in its uniqueness as you, beloved, knows what is appropriate for you. Others may want to help you, assist you, advise you in everything. I would if it were me. Well, it's not me, it's you. Do you see what I'm saying? So allow, and yes, always honor the fact that somebody cares so much that they want to be of some assistance to you, and honor that love. And it's just a use of some old structures, that's all. But again, they're coming from their heart's love. But to thine own self be true. This was what it was always about. To thine own self be true, the true self. And the true self knows what is appropriate for you. The true self knows what it's dissolving moment by moment through you. It's beyond time and space. You're beyond time and space. You are simply spirit. Spirit, beloved. Now choosing the full, glorious human expression. The divine being, beloved. Divine man itself. The manifestation of divinity itself. The beloved is in command. Know that you are spirit, that you have walked through the door and you have been taken through the door of unconditional love. The unconditional love is not an emotive thing, and yet there will be times when you will feel that love, that pouring of energy coming through every particle of your being, and other times where you will feel extremely ordinary. Why? Because you are the ocean. You are the ocean that one moment may even be the wave, where you may even feel the peaks and the valleys as the wave. And then from the wave, you may even be the droplet. And you will feel very alone, but you're not lonely. You are the individuated droplet that may express itself as the wave one moment and feel the wave of other droplets around you that have gathered together. And then know that you are the ocean of love, of being, of all that is-ness. I am being, I am that. No longer the I am not, dear hearts. No longer the duality. Knowing that the beloved is still, we may say, dissipating the grids of duality. Dissipating the programs of history through you. Beloved, do you realize that you are allowing the beloved, because we are also doing it for the collective, not just for me, not just for you, beloved, in your uniqueness. We are the diamond, as our beloved Diana said. We are the diamond itself, the threefold flame in our hearts, spreading and spreading, lighting all that is in creation. As the beloved and as anything may come through you, whatever it is that you feel or think, know that it is not you, beloved. Step back and know it is the beloved that is dissolving through you the many constructs, the many programs, the generational patterns, the belief systems, and so it goes on and on. But I promise you, it will not affect you. For your heart's love will have joy that you can be used that way. Some of you are feeling in your body vehicles a lot of pain. I am here to reassure you that this is the physical grid itself being translated. You have been saying, why is this happening? I know I've balanced, and I'm saying, dear heart, it is the death for the resurrection. And yet you are not going to die, beloved, of what we mean by that. Light, life is here. You're coming in, not going out, beloved. Yeah! You have been ascending, and now you're descending, dear heart. You've walked through the door. Spirit is in a divine intercourse with matter, dear ones. What an embrace. And you are the beloved marriage broker that brought it together. Even though perhaps at times you have thought, and certainly I have been accused of being a marriage breaker. The lover and the beloved are one. It was only our minds of emotion that created not to negate the carriage of the marriage. All is well. Everybody is undertaking their journeys in their own way, and all is honored.
This is the end of tape 1. The program continues on tape 2.